Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Sales of frozen foods have increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. Suzanne Henson, a registered dietitian at University Medical Center, says frozen foods are always a good go-to because they are easy to prepare, inexpensive, and healthy.
Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We welcome Suzanne Henson, registered dietitian, assistant professor at the University Medical Center here at the University of Alabama. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
We're going to be dealing with pandemic and news about the pandemic for some time. And talking about food, we're talking today about frozen food. I understand the sales of frozen food has spiked during this pandemic.
Right. I think when the pandemic started, or when it really hit in this country, people were concerned about, you know, lack of food in the future. And so what was interesting is that, deep freezers, the sale of deep freezers went up across the country. I know locally, one of our locally owned appliance stores had a sign on their door that said, we have no freezers. So, you know, people have definitely been stocking up, but frozen foods are great any time of the year or whatever's going on within the year.
You know, laymen, like the rest of us, don't know as much about food and safety as you do. But I'm not sure I would have thought, oh, let's use more frozen food. Maybe the masses think that. Is it just being frozen that makes it safer than something out of a garden or off of a fruit stand?
Well, actually, frozen food is fantastic. Prior to COVID, to the pandemic, when I did grocery store tours with my patients, I would encourage them to keep frozen vegetables, frozen fruits on hand, because you can, you know, if it's in the freezer, it doesn't matter what the season is. You can always pull on it.
Sure.
And it's also cost effective as well.
Is it just as healthy? Is a frozen box of broccoli just as healthy for you, good for you, as fresh broccoli off of a farmer's market?
Absolutely, because that produce is frozen at its peak nutritional value, as well as its peak in terms of flavor, texture. And so my patients will tell you, I show them photos of my meals all the time. And I keep frozen broccoli, frozen cauliflower on hand, because some nights you just don't feel like cutting up fresh produce. Okay, and that's always easy to pull out of the freezer, microwave, and then you've got a meal ready to go.
In another segment, you talked specifically about washing fresh vegetables. If something is grown, boxed, frozen, can you count on the fact that it's frozen clean, or do you thaw them out and wash those vegetables too?
No. I cook straight from the frozen.
You're comfortable with that. It's safe.
Right. And one thing I do, just from a health point, is I encourage my patients to choose frozen produce that's not packed in a sauce or a syrup, because I have so many patients managing diabetes, for example. And so frozen strawberries that are packed in sugar are actually not going to be good for controlling blood sugars.
If they're not packed in sugar, a strawberry still has a good bit of sugar in them. So there's plenty of sugar for your body just in fresh fruit.
It's naturally occurring.
Yeah.
But let's just not add to it.
Yeah, by adding syrup to
it. Right.
Yeah. What are some other tips you would give for shopping for frozen food? Does the dates matter much? Or if it's been frozen and frozen well, it's good for quite some time? And if you take it home, is it good for many, many months?
As long as you take it home and you put it in the freezer, it's great for quite some time. I always encourage my patients to look at the size of their family, whether their family is one person or several people in the household, because there's so many options. Again, one reason I love frozen produce is that maybe I want just a little bit one night, and so I can take out what I need. For families that have multiple members in the household, so many of our area stores have specials where you can get 2.5-pound bags of frozen produce, like 5 2.5-pound bags, for $19.99. That is a lot of food for right at $20. And that's a great way to feed large families.
Take it home, divide it up, refreeze it, and use the portions that you want as you go along.
Absolutely.
Is it less expensive also to buy frozen food long term than to buy fresh?
Well, it depends on how you use it. And that's where I encourage patients. You have to really know yourself and know your behavior, kind of what you will do. For example, you know, I love frozen broccoli, cauliflower that I mentioned. We're in a season where I can get fresh corn on the cob, okay? But maybe in December, if I have it frozen, I can pull that out, okay? But know yourself. I think there's probably every person in America has done this, where you decided you're going on a health kick, you're going to clean out the refrigerator and the freezer, you're going and buying all fresh produce, and then what happens a week later, you open the refrigerator and there it is, soggy and wilted.
I wonder if my story is similar to folks you deal with all the time as your clients or as your patients. We love to take frozen broccoli, steam it, and it's delicious, and we love it. But my wife can't resist making a side dish of this cheese that's just wonderful. But, boy, that blows the diet through the roof, doesn't it?
Well, I always applaud somebody for, hey, we had the broccoli there, okay? How much cheese did we add?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to, you know, definitely pat yourself on the back for the small win.
And there's such a thing as drizzling it on and dumping it on. There's a big difference,
well,
right?
Well, that's when someone tells me they eat a salad, I want to know, is it white by the time you put all the dressing on?
I understand. Okay. Can you recognize what it's on?
Right.
Button this up for us, Susan. Best general thinking then for frozen, don't think of them as not as good as the other.
Right.
Think of them rather as maybe cost efficient and good for you as well.
Cost efficient, always available. Okay. And then that way, if you have an off week, you know, your schedule gets kind of, you know, off track, and you know, you get frustrated with yourself because you bought fresh,
yeah,
and then it becomes wilted. You know, frozen's always a good thing to pull on. And then enjoy your fresh produce in season, so that way you are getting what we can only get at certain times of the year.
Susan Hinson, you're so good, I almost feel healthier just talking to you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Enjoyed it.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.